Hello and welcome. It's our number one, of the Ben Maller radio program in all of its glory in the podcast format. Now, before we tell you what's coming up on today's edition of the radio show, a programming note. We get a chance to hang out every Friday on the fifth hour with Ben Maller, with someone we either like, know, or possibly know, and we get to talk to one of the better stand-up comedians in La La Land, and he's a voiceover actor. He's got his own cartoon he's a part of. He was in Benchwarmers. Talking about Earl Skakel is his name. He's a comedian, and he works over at the comedy clubs in L.A., the Comedy Store. We're going to catch up with him about the state of comedy. He's a sports fan, and Earl will reveal he's a Maller Militia guy, that he's a former listener to the radio show. But on the radio show right now, in the here and now, in hour number one, it's all about Deshaun Watson. How concerned should Deshaun Watson's camp be with the latest developments in his case? We'll get to that and a whole lot more right now in hour number one. Breaking the silence. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we avoid radio silence, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live from inside the greasy spoon. We are frying up piping hot sports takes all night long into the morning here at the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well with you. It is an extra spicy hot Friday fun day. And we'd like to alert all the people that have comedy in their blood. Marginal comedy coming up later on in the third hour. Lame jokes of the week. I guess some other surprises along the way until we get to that point and then beyond. But our lead this hour, coming from the legal world, it's back and better than ever. After weeks of silence, we had a big disclosure in the Deshaun Watson story. And you know I am a sucker for a legal melodrama. And I paid very close attention to every twist and turn over the last 24 hours. So maybe you missed it. I'll give you the nuts and bolts of it. So some of the women who have accused Deshaun Watson of being a pervert have met with NFL investigators, all about the civil lawsuits. This according to Tony Busby. He broke the silence, the lawyer who is behind all of this. Tony Busby and Rusty Harden responded, both of them issuing statements on the situation. So it is time for our obligatory Deshaun Watson Maller monologue. Now, we'll start with Tony Busby because that was the more interesting stuff. Now, Tony Busby, the attorney, led the cavalry of accusers that broke the quietness treaty. Right? They had a treaty to be quiet, and he held a summit with the media in Houston. And in that summit, Busby divulging that, as we mentioned, four of the women's claims were presented to the NFL, but wait a minute. Busby was not happy. The women were not happy. They were not respected by the NFL investigator. The first three meetings with league investigators, they met three separate times. I'm assuming this was on Zoom. And then Busby was part of a fourth meeting. He claims that there are four other women. So that would bring it up to eight women total who are going to speak or want to speak to the NFL investigative arm. But Busby claimed that he might not allow that to happen since he didn't like the way the NFL was conducting their business. But wait, there's more. Busby also said that 8 to 10 of his clients, he couldn't come up with the exact number, but 8 to 10 of his clients have had meetings with detectives from the Houston Police Department, and he was very pleased about that, Busby. Very pleased at how the police in Houston had handled the claims that his clients were making. Now, police did, when asked, said that the investigation is obviously ongoing and all that. They did not give any real new information on the Watson case. So let us discuss, all right, the question. Considering the new developments, finally, after weeks, we've got some new information. How concerned should Deshaun Watson's camp be with the new twist that we've taken? So I would say this is finger-biting bad. Finger-biting bad. I've got Drapes, Stink Bomb, and Cy Young. And we'll put all these things together into a marginal Mahler monologue. Now, this is a high-anxiety thrill ride. We're back on the ride, right? Deshaun Watson's posse of lawyers, they tried to downplay this, tried to play the tough guy, the Texas tough guy attorney, Rusty Hardin. But this disclosure is terrible news. Any way you slice it, if you're on the Deshaun Watson team, all right, the plot thickens. Now, why does the plot thicken? I'll tell you. Because there was confidence, genuine confidence, that Watson was close to hammering out an agreement to make this all go away. And the streets are talking. Deshaun Watson's confidants were so cocky. How cocky were they? They were so arrogant that they were leaking to people in the media that the settlement was imminent. The friends of Deshaun Watson were repeating that. And so this is a reminder, it's a pretty important reminder, do not measure the drapes. Do not measure the drapes. And that's actually a political term, and it has to do with elections, right? When you're preparing for an election and when the election's going on, you don't measure the drapes, right? Because you might not win the election. And Deshaun Watson, it certainly appears that his group of advisors there were leaking this to some friends of theirs in the media, thinking that it was all but done, and it's not done. All right, come tumbling down now, Deshaun Watson does from this. So the story's taking a turn back on the wild side, and it will be played out in the court system. I don't see a way it's not played out in the court system. You can put the settlement talk away. Put the kibosh on that. Put it to bed, however you want to do it. It is time to hunker and bunker. For some legal mud slinging, just throwing the mud is what they're going to be doing. Now, the second thing, part B of this, for nearly three full weeks, we had total radio silence, which always makes me uncomfortable because when I hear silence like that, I think that's bad. Now, Tony Busby, the attorney who's leading the charge against Watson, he has crossed the imaginary line in the sand. The gloves have come off, right? We are now looking at a legal slobber knocker. And Tony Busby, he pulled back the curtain and lobbed a stink bomb at the Deshaun Watson camp. He did. I mean, Watson, he's got some stank all over his body. He might need a shower and a massage, which I think is what actually got him in this trouble in the first place. Now, why is this so bad? Right, I'll tell you. If Busby is to be believed, and keep in mind, he is a lawyer, as is Rusty Hardin. You should take what they say often with a grain of salt. But Busby implied that the criminal investigation is going well, right? You know, going pretty well here, which sounds like he thinks that this will lead to criminal charges, or at least he's trying to portray that this is going to lead to criminal charges. Now, that would potentially take Deshaun Watson's freedom away. He would then be on the freedom trail trying to keep his freedom. So you can file that away when you revisit the settlement talks, right? Like, I don't think there will be any more settlement talks. Rusty Hardin, he attempted, as we said, to spin the story, you know, spin like the bottle, spin it, claiming that Busby approached him about a settlement. Like, see, we didn't talk about a settlement. They came to us. Don't fall for that. It's semantics, right? He's trying to save face here. Because what it sounds like to me, the way I interpreted that, is that Rusty Hardin might not have initiated the settlement talk, but he was more than open ears for Deshaun Watson. I was like, well, we didn't start it, but hey, how much money do we have to pay you to make this go away? And then Hardin had the chutzpah to say that Deshaun Watson doesn't want any confidentiality agreement, which is absurd. Okay, it's absolutely, it's literally and figuratively why you would, and the only reason you would really reach a settlement is to shut everyone up, right? Put a plug in it, and that's it. So if you think Hardin's up, but no, we do not want any confidentiality agreement, then what's the point? All right, last word here. So back to the Busby guy, this attorney for the accusers, he is using the media, as Rusty Harden is, but Busby is using the media now to ratchet up the pressure on the NFL, and he's going all in here on the investigative part of the NFL. And Roger Goodell has led the Keystone Cops for many years, and these sham investigations, we get a kick out of them, one sillier than the last. They do not have subpoena power. Without subpoena power, you are neutered. You are neutered. It's like having a pool but having no water. What's the point? You've got a hole. You don't have a pool. It's completely useless. Now, the NFL looks like buffoons in this right now, and until more information comes out. In his past investigations, they've also got the dunce cap on as well. The problem for Roger Goodell, and this is why Busby is really smart by what he's doing here. He's calling out the NFL, pointing the finger at the NFL, because what is Roger Goodell's life goal these days? He is hell-bent on pacifying the wokesters. Right? He wants the wokesters amongst us to be very happy with the NFL. They're the wokest of them all. And as a result, Busby knows that he can play that against the NFL, and I'll guarantee you there are internal messages going back and forth all over the place that are being sent say, hey, we got to take better care of these accusers. We don't want this. This is bad publicity. We want to avoid this. All right, either way, there is no good outcome for Deshaun Watson. We've laid it out. He couldn't keep his salami in the fridge, and now he's unzipped a lose-lose situation, because worst case would be criminal charges. Mildly would be a guilty in civil, but that doesn't go to criminal. Either way you slice it, Watson's going to get in some trouble with the NFL and be suspended, and he has to be Cy Young. You never want to be in a position in life where you have to be Cy Young. What I mean by that is you have to pitch a perfect game. There are 22 innings in this game, 22 accusers who have said Deshaun Watson's a creepster. All right, so 22. Keep in mind that over 150 years of professional baseball, you know how many people in the modern era have thrown perfect games? 23. 23. So even if the accusers in the Watson case go 1 for 22, that's an 0.45 batting average, or not even get a hit but get a walk, they will sink the man's battleship. It's all or nothing. The only acceptable outcome for Deshaun Watson, total victory. And based on everything that I have read and everything that I have seen and everything I have heard, all of it, he is Buster Douglas. He's going to have to get a Buster Douglas-like knockout against Mike Tyson. And you know, Watson's the guy wearing the trunks at this point, and it's not looking good. It is not looking good. This is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, we will open up the phone lines. It is a call-in radio show. There are not many of those left. Last of the Mohegans, but we can do that because we're here in the middle of the night. But if you would like to be part, you have something to add to the show, and you can certainly be part. And many people call up that don't have anything to add to the show, but think they're adding to the show. But you can call up if you want. 877-996-6369. 877-99 on Fox, and you can enter what we like to call the public square here. Just hanging out at the public square. All right, straight ahead. All right, straight ahead for us, the cool old guy and a football legend says, I could play in the NFL right now. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Go, King Eddie.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Our guy Skeeter in Montana, alive and well, Skeets, the banana cream pie benefactor. He says, interesting monologue, Mr. Maller, an A-plus update. The burner account says, good monologue, which is kind of a slap in the face. Good monologue. There's nothing else I would like to hear on a Friday morning than a Deshaun Watson salami monologue. Did anyone, by the way, do a wellness check on beer drinking Brian, at least the liver of beer drinking Brian, and can I hear a half pint drop? Well, that's really up to Roberto. He's the he and Eddie are the drop keepers. I have no control over the drops, but we have not gotten an update. I hope beer drinking Brian's all right. He's been in the hospital all week, it would seem, and I'm pretty confident if he was out of the hospital, the first thing he would do was call the show.
No one is out the call.
That's right. Double O Mexican from San Diego says, B-plus monologue, Big Ben. Keep it going with the salami references. And do you think Deshaun Watson could get a sponsorship with Oscar Mayer, and he could shuttle all the masses to his house in the Wienermobile? There you go. I actually have a replica Wienermobile, which is one of the cooler things I've gotten over the years. They sent me like this. I've sent photos out on Twitter over the years, but every once in a while I'll get bored. I say, hey, look what I got. I'll try to brag. You know,
like, a weenie whistle.
No, it's a Wienermobile. And you can't actually drive the Wienermobile, but it has a remote control. It has a remote control, but the remote control doesn't actually like work. And I've changed the batteries and stuff like that. Big Rig Rob from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State giving his instant feedback says, Ben, clearly, Deshaun Watson never heard that hell hath no fury like a woman scorned. Anybody who is accused of sexual misconduct should never hire a lawyer named Rusty Harden. Deshaun is the winner of the Burnt Biscuit Award, A++++, according to Big Rig Rob. Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan, well, he's had a tough time. All three of his teams are have either relocated or are in the process of relocating. Matt says, I am fairly certain Ben Deshaun Watson cares more about the carpet than the drapes. All right. Well, that sets you up for that. I admit that. Rusev is the GOAT, writes in. He's on Team Watson's side. He says the alleged victims just want to shake down Deshaun Watson and nothing else. It's all about the almighty dollar and not about any alleged justice. Well, I'm sure there's plenty of truth in that, but to say all 22 are, it's like the all 22 in football, right? The all 22 video that the coaches like to brag about. Well, you fans don't get to see the all 22. We get to watch the all 22. Watson's got the all 22 he's got to watch. Just Josh writes in from Cincinnati, one of the Cincinnati bros. He says, so close to the perfect monologue, I was going 1A+, but you did make a sausage reference, albeit one, but you made it. Drop the plus to just an A. Yeah. I didn't say kielbasa, though. I left kielbasa out. So, you know, calm down. Calvin in Davenport has a fair question. He says, Ben, why does the burner account reply 15 times with the same thing, almost as bad as Flexus? Yeah, I have not understood that, but the burner account does send multiple messages that are the same. I don't know if that's a glitch with their phone. I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure exactly what that's all about. I would like to point out, though, that Deshaun Watson went to Clemson. He's probably wishing he went to Ohio State. Did you see this story from the Ohio State University there? Wow. Man, Deshaun's like, I could have been a Buckeye. I would have been living the life. So there's this massage therapist at Ohio State who has been permanently banned. I guess she wasn't working for the school. She was an independent massage therapist, this woman who was, you know, giving the rubdown to the Ohio State football players. And the State of Ohio Medical Board revoking the license of this independent massage therapist. Why? Because the massage therapist was apparently stooping the Buckeye players. How about that? She's 41 years old, and... apparently she likes the teenagers, I guess.
The Cougars are coming!
That's right, yes. That's right, yes. And my favorite part of the story, right? My favorite part, apparently she slept with like five Ohio State football players, and they're all like, yeah, yeah, it was fine. You know, nothing wrong with me. Please, like they won the, they feel like they won the lottery.
Have we seen the pictures of her?
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. No, I have not seen any. If you guys can find that, I have not seen any photos. I'm sure they're floating around the internet somewhere. They didn't name her. I bet if it was a dude, they would have named the dude, but they didn't name her. So, yeah, I'm sure somewhere on the dark web you can find photos. They, Ohio State interviewed 117 current and former football players in the investigation. 34 said they knew her, and then five players acknowledged that they engaged in making whoopee with the therapist there. So, what? We'll see. Now, wait. Hold on. So 34... and then five. What's the math? Let me do the math on that. Hold on a sec. I'm gonna get my napkin out here and do some back of the napkin math. So five. Yeah, this. I'm in radio. There should be no math. 5 out of 34. That's about a 15% success rate. If it's only the 34 that she dealt with, and she slept with five of them. That man.
All at the same time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. They didn't give me. And they said, it said, the way the story was written, they said sexual activity. So it could have been, how do we describe that? The wind blowing, possibly. Could have been that, you know, maybe. Yeah, I'm just saying. Phil says maybe Deshaun Watson should talk to Bob Kraft, get hooked up with the rub and tug lawyer. Well, Bob Kraft got off that situation more ways than one, apparently, with the fruit of the poisonous tree, which on this show, we're very proud of this. Nobody else had this. We had this old guy from Florida who, I love this guy, he was a former lawyer, and he called up like the first week of that story and said, Bob Kraft's going to get out of this, and here's why. And he said the fruit of the poisonous tree, and that's exactly what happened. Exactly. Rob in Vegas writes in. He says, that's an interesting, it's interesting, Ben, that you've got a replica Oscar Mayer Wiener automobile. Robbie often brags about having a Oscar Mayer Wiener phallus. Interesting. You and, Rob in Vegas and Robbie, very close apparently that they share that information. Now, I mentioned a former NFL player, legend of the game, says, hey, I could play right now in the NFL. That former NFL player, you want to take a guess who it is? You got a guess?
Terrell Owens.
That is 100% correct, yeah. Eddie. You got it right. First guess. T.O., 47 years old, and he popped up on a podcast with Trey Wingo, who's doing podcasts these days after his run at ESPN, and said that he is still built like Adonis. Those are my words, not his, but he's in top physical condition. And that he believes he could play. Now, he says he couldn't play 70 plays, you know, 70 snaps a game, but, like, you know, he could play in the red zone and he could play, you know, a short yardage situation, those kind of things. Now, keep in mind, and I love T.O., you know, we spent Valentine's Day together, me and Terrell Owens, back in the day when he was suspended by the Philadelphia Eagles. He popped up in L.A. And Valentine's, that was Clippers were playing the Atlanta Hawks, and I went up to T.O. and we had a conversation. I tried to get T.O. to come on the radio show I was doing at that time, and T.O. was very polite, told me to call his publicist, which is the way of blowing off someone that wants to do an interview. And yeah, but like I'm pretty confident T.O. could not play in the NFL because I remember the last year he played, which was 10 years ago, right? It's been actually over 10 years, but 11 years since T.O. last played in the NFL for the Cincinnati Bengals. And as I recall, maybe I'm wrong, you know, memory, what you remember, what you don't remember. But my memory of T.O. was that he was just another guy. Like, I don't remember him being this amazing receiver. Maybe he was. Maybe I'm misremembering that, but I don't recall. And plus, it's 10 years ago, over 10 years.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, you had mentioned Terrell Owens talking about how he could still play.
Yeah.
That kind of reminded me. I saw a story. Remember Kelvin Benjamin? You remember him, wide receiver?
I do, yes. Yeah.
He had a great rookie year with Cam Newton a few years back, had over 1,000 yards receiving, 9 touchdowns, and then he just kind of every year kind of got worse and worse. Went to Buffalo. I didn't even know he played a couple games with the Chiefs in 2018, but he's getting a second chance apparently because of his relationship with Dave Gettleman, who was the GM back with the Panthers when he had that breakout rookie year. So he's
was he the guy there when they drafted him?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, and, there you go.
So he's getting a tryout with the New York Giants.
That's not fair. That's Gettleman racist. Oh my God, Kelvin Benjamin's getting an opportunity. It's not fair. There's a bunch of other receivers.
Yeah.
It's not right, Eddie. It only happens to the white guys. It's not right, Eddie.
It happens all the time.
Racist.
Mimicking the Tebow lunatics. Oh, my God. Tebow knows Urban Meyer, and Urban Meyer wants to bring Tebow, and it's not fair. It only works one way. Well, apparently it works other ways as well. Calm down.
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer!
Urban Meyer! Yeah, all right. It's Ben
Maller. Let me ask you a question.
What?
Your wife ever say, like, the next morning, you know, what the hell were you yelling about Urban Meyer? You know? You got the home studio there.
He has a lot of questions of things I say. Like, when I randomly will say, na 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 na, hey, goodbye. You know, like, out of the blue. Like, what am I doing? The life of a gas bag. So we would like to welcome officially an NBA team to a very exclusive club, and I would like to officially welcome them as an ambassador to the team that I represent, because congratulations are in order to the Sacramento Kings, because it is official, the Sacramento Kings have been eliminated from postseason competition and making the postseason. They lost to Memphis on Thursday. That means now that Sacramento has missed the postseason 15 consecutive years.
Wow.
And they have now joined my guys, the Clippers.
Wow.
The Clippers were by themselves. They had the longest stretch without making the postseason. They went from the mid-70s to the early 90s not making the playoffs. But
wow,
Sacramento
bro.
Said, hey, here we are. Put me in, coach. You know what they ought to do? Remember a few years ago, the Patriots, when they were about to go, you know, have the perfect year and go 19-0, and remember the great, I think it was Nike that had the commercial where, you know, welcome to, they had the neighborhood with the Dolphins and all that. What was the slogan they used in that? You remember the commercial? It was a really good commercial. I forget the slogan, but
who?
They should have a commercial where they welcome, like the Clippers, that most of that was with the San Diego Clippers. And some, it was like half with San Diego and half with the LA Clippers. So they should have like the Clippers, you know, welcome to the, you know, welcome to hell, you know, with the Sacramento King players and all that. You know, it's a marketing opportunity is what it is. But congratulations to Sacramento tying an NBA record. All right. We by the way, we have breaking news here. We have an update. Many of you have asked what happened to Cowboy John Brad in Windsor, Ontario.
Fox Sports.
The man, a staple of these airwaves. He was a breakout hit last year when we had him on for the Power Hour. I understand we have some new information on the man, the myth, the legend, Cowboy in Windsor. Let's go now to the news desk and Coop a loop. What do we have here, Coop?
He's there.
He's there? All right, let's go to Cowboy in Windsor. I didn't realize he was on hold. Cowboy, welcome in, Cowboy.
Oh, thank you, Ben, and everybody. And just letting you know, I'm all right now. I wasn't 4 weeks ago, and I can truly say that now my favorite band should be the Strokes, considering I had a stroke 4 weeks ago today.
Oh, my God, Cowboy John Brad, you had a stroke?
Wow. Yeah.
And you sound good, though. You sound okay. Tell me what happened. What were you doing?
Well, I started getting some weakness on my left side, which progressively worsened. And that was a Friday, 4 weeks ago today. And then Monday morning, when I went to get the my clothes, I do my laundry every Sunday night and Monday morning. The laundress said, no, I can't give you the clothes because you'll fall and hurt yourself the way, you know, the way I was kind of, you know, staggering around here almost like I was drunk. So anyway, yeah. I went upstairs and showered and so I went down to eat breakfast at 8 o'clock, and I got a blinding headache. blurred vision, and I couldn't get out of my chair, so I had the nurse call the ambulance. And so I spent a week at the hospital and 2.5 weeks of rehabilitation, and I came back here yesterday.
Wow. Wow. My dad had a stroke, and it's your brain kind of farts, right? That's what a stroke is.
I had a blood clot on the base of the right side of my brain, which affected my left side, and I'm left-handed. So, you know, except for I walk with a bit of a limp, and I still got some left side weakness, especially in my left hand. I'm taking, they're coming here to where I live to finish out my physio and occupational therapy.
Okay.
You'd have to look pretty hard that I had a stroke. And you know how sometimes during stroke you have like facial drooping? Okay, you bucks blondes, I kept my boyish good looks.
See, I was worried maybe Cowboy had lost his fastball, but right there, he's like, listen, ladies, and you look much younger than you are, right, Cowboy? You have those boyish good looks, as you said.
Somebody walked in and said, I got lunch or breakfast over there where I was rehabbing, and said, you know, you're a lucky man. I said, what about? He says, I understand you're 67 years old. You look about 42 or 43.
Yeah, well, listen, Cowboy, feel better, man, if we can help you at all. We wondered what happened. I know sometimes you leave the show for a little bit, but you've been gone for so long, people were asking questions. What happened to Cowboy? Is he okay? Where'd he go? And well, thanks for the update. It sucks you had a stroke, but hopefully, did they take care of it? Are you okay now? You're going to be all right?
Yeah. I'm about 80% back to normal, I'd say.
Good.
Just want to wish my Aunt Francine Turner a happy birthday. But anyway, I might call back for Cowboy's Corner later on this morning.
All right.
But just letting all you boys and girls know that you know I'm far along on the mend, and you know I'm feeling as good as somebody, probably a lot better than somebody can feel 3.5 or 4 weeks after a stroke.
Yeah. Hey, listen, just surviving. You know, somebody has a stroke every 40 seconds here in the U.S. and I'm sure it's similar in Canada. So thank you, Cowboy. All right, there he goes, Cowboy. How about that? Boy, the Maller Militia are having all kinds of medical. We got beer drinking Brian in the hospital. We got Cowboy having a stroke. I'm losing listeners to medical ailments here.
Stay out of the hospital, people.
Yeah, stay healthy. I'm going to kick your ass if you don't stay healthy. How about that? It's not right. Right. I'm glad Cowboy sounded all right, but man, a stroke. Right. We are going to, you guys don't know this, by the way. I'm going to throw you a curveball. We're going to have the equine pick'em. You know what this weekend is?
What?
The Preakness in Baltimore. So we'll have the equine pick. We're only going to get 2 rounds because there's only 10 horses. So to make it fair, we'll each get 2 horses, and that'll be that. Here's the Who Am I game. Now, there's sound of the equine pick'em. Before his demise in Anaheim, Albert Pujols homered on the 20th anniversary of his big league debut. I was the last player prior to Prince Albert to homer on the 20th anniversary of my big league debut. Who am I? The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook is an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Equine Pick'em. Just a couple minutes away. Thanks to Rick, who pointed out that Dolphin commercial with the Patriots I was thinking of was Perfectville. And he sent me the commercial. That was a good commercial. So they could make Crapville and have Sacramento and the Clippers side by side there. All right. Time now for the Who Am I game. Before his demise in Anaheim, Albert Pujols homered on the 20th anniversary of his big league debut. I was the last player who homered on the 20th anniversary of my debut in the major leagues. Who am I? That is the question. What's the answer? Skeeter in Montana says Pepe Le Pew is the correct answer. A lot of people excited. Cowboys back. Just Josh pointed out that Cowboys still trying to figure it out how he's going to do his own eulogy at some point. Well, thank you. Jim Tomei from Lou, that was his guess. Minnesota man Kevin says Benny the Bopper. is the correct answer. Who else do we have? Who? Vladimir Putin from Trucker Joe. Page down. Daniel Nava from the Mad Trucker. Darth Vader tossed out by Mark Mann, the Bronco fan. Oil Can Boyd, guessed by Anthony. Pudge Rodriguez from Manic Mike in Nashville. Rob in Minnesota is going old school. Brewers, Ben Ogilvy as his answer. The Gordon's Fisherman, the answer from Thomas in the 513. Joe Randa from the Late Night Drug Tester. Emmett, the blind Seahawks fan, says Fox Sports Radio producer and TV host Nick Wright is the correct answer. Benito Santiago from Jason in Rocky Mount, Virginia. The Boogaloo from J-Dot, that's his answer there in Salt Lake. It's Friday, so just Josh is going with Alexa Bliss. The Palm Desert Rat says Will the Thrill Clark. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's John Cangelosi.
That's a good name. Incorrect, though, for the White Sox and others. That's Al Kaline. Al Kaline, believe it or not, back in the 1970s. And that leads us into the equine pick'em, the 146th running of the Preakness Stakes, the run for the black-eyed Susans. You're allowed to still say that in Baltimore. Pimlico. All right, here we go. This is very exciting. As soon as I... All right, here we go. Eddie, you are picking first. Go ahead, Eddie. Hurry up.
I'll go with Dr. Post.
Okay, Roberto.
Medina Spirit.
Going to Chalk. Kubaloo. Sure.
I will go with is the Stash guy playing? No, Crowded Trade.
All right, I'm going to take Concert Tour and Midnight Bourbon. Coop. Hurry up!
Rombauer.
Roberto.
Keep Me in Mind.
Eddie.
Jungle Runner.
Can you say that, Eddie?
I don't know. I think this is from last year I'm looking at.
Wow. You looked at last year's field, Eddie?
So, that's yeah.